Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Midday Joy with Unati.
It is indeed a Wednesday. It is indeed Woman Crush Wednesday. It is indeed Warrior Crush Wednesday. And I want to crush on my two warriors in studio because we happen to go through the same thing. So, fellas, we're talking period pains today. It's either you're going to engage with us or you're going to listen, but you need to get to know us a little bit better. So, the one thing that happens is when we work together, our cycles start synchronizing. Mm-hmm. And I was so shocked. I walked in last week, right? JJ's dancing outside the studio. A colleague of ours goes, JJ, why are you dancing? I feel the awkwardness. So I'm like, no one let me dance with you, JJ. And we literally stand outside the studio looking at the door, waiting for Mbali to read the news. Mm-hmm. JJ then whispers to me after our colleague has left, says, Unsta, I'm just dancing because, you know, I'm trying to, like, hide my period pains because they get so mm-hmm. deep that I have to dance the pain away. I insensitively say to her, oh, I can't relate. She looks at me and she goes, what do you mean? I go, I just don't know period pains or moods. I know that, like, you know, if I'm feeling down, they're coming. If my back gets warm, they're definitely coming. Then I walk into studio. I tell Ayob, our content producer. And then he goes, you know what? I just had a conversation with Mbali. And I love the fact that she trusted me. Because apparently, Mbali, you mm-hmm. asked him for painkillers. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, firstly, our menses are synchronized. So it means, like, we're truly family now.
So weird. That's why I don't like talking about them with anyone, because I don't want to synchronize with anybody
but
anymore.
But we're in sync, babe. It was us last week. It was the three of us literally last week. Are they a thing for you, Bunny?
They weren't before I had my son. And then I said
they get better, though, with baby.
Mine just
reversed, got worse.
Sky high after I had baby. And that's why I went on, like, a serious contraceptive, because that was the only way to ease the pain.
That was your advice?
That's what I said to JJ.
Do they get really bad?
They get horrible. Like, you can ask them, I become a zombie and I become like, I could crawl from here to my desk the entire day.
Are you serious?
That's how bad they get.
And you still must perform. Still must meet your KPIs.
Of course.
And you must still manage your moods.
Yeah. And I've said to myself, I wish there was some sort of organization that would fight for period pain leave. It needs to be an actual thing that you can file for. Not my sick days, not my normal personal responsibility days.
On top of all of that.
Because it's a thing that I did not ask for.
That you must cope with.
But that I must cope with.
And still be the same. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, how's about we add that? Let's talk about adding that to our benefits.
And this is why you suggested to JJ mm-hmm. to stop dancing and to go on contraception.
Yeah.
JJ, are yours really... let me not even invalidate what I experienced with you that day. How intense are they?
I feel like I'm getting them talking to you guys.
It's such a mental thing.
No, mine are really intense. The first time I got the worst period pains ever, I was mm-hmm. admitted in hospital.
You're kidding me.
I kid you not. So I throw up and I also sleep on the floor.
JJ.
I want to feel the cold.
But you must still come to work and you must still deliver.
Exactly. But they got better, actually, after I was admitted to hospital. I don't know what drip they put me on. But after that, it's better. But it's manageable. Let me put it like that. Manageable. That I dance through that pain.
That's what we're talking about today. For the whole 3 hours, we're talking about, ladies, please tell us about your period pains. Because they come every 28 days for some. Some are regular. But we must still, like, you know, meet the world where the world expects us to, in spite of our monthly visit.
Hey, it's you and the team. Midday Joy of good day, guys. Okay, I've had like hectic period pains growing up until about 5 years ago after I had my daughter, and I got my gynae from Morningside Clinic, Medic Clinic, Dr. Voma. He actually booked me in. It was during the day, and he booked me in after discovering that I have uterus polyps. Basically, it's like he said to me, to put it in simple terms, when I'm on the cycle and there's blood being shed, there's those little things that get left behind and they build up. So my cause for the hectic period pains was because the body is fighting with those things, thinking that it's
Paleta here from Soweto. I too suffer from hectic period pains, and I'm using pain pills to manage them, you know, and I get them for like, I used to get them throughout the whole week, but now I get them from like the first 2 or 3 days, but they're still hectic, like they literally immobilize me. I have to keep on drinking pain meds, and the strongest of the pain meds that would actually that would actually make somebody else sleep, but I've got a pain tolerance, I guess, because even if I take those pain meds, I'm still up and about. I'm just not as mobile. They literally immobilize me though. So those things are not nice. I agree with Mbali by her saying that we would need like a period pain leave, because it's very difficult to function when you've got hectic period pain. Anyways, thank you for a lovely show. Enjoy your day, guys.
Hi, ladies. Hi, Nati. Kitty here from Pretoria North. Sure, period pains, ne? I've had the worst period pains ever since the beginning, from 17, and I am 30 now. No child, but sure, they're the worst. I can't keep anything down, not even water, not even taking a painkiller. It literally comes back. I've tried everything. They've said steam ka anyense, they've said harlamansi, Nurofen. Please, I've tried everything, but recently in the last 2 months, 3 months, my Bulin, the navy blue one, has helped.
Hi, Unati. So on the topic of the period pain, like JJ, I also had like very, very hectic ones from the age of 14, actually. Very, very bad, severe period cramp. Then in my late 20s, I actually discovered that I had a fibroid, and I then went in for surgery to get the fibroid embolized. And yeah, since then, it's been 5-6 years now, and I have not suffered a single period pain. But yeah, no, it's a horrible thing to experience, actually, and you still have to show up for work and everything else.
And I have a man on the line who basically adorns women, especially when it comes to our monthlies and that time of the month. Cabello, hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well, and how are you?
I'm so great. I love you for being opposite to the men who have told us not to talk about our periods and menstruation on air, who have reminded us that it's lunchtime, as if we can't talk about the female anatomy during lunchtime. You know, all those awkward things that men want us to feel, but aren't awkward because, you know, we experience this every 28 days, if we are regular.
Yeah, if you love your partner, you would really feel they are embarrassed when they are experiencing such.
Yes.
I remember my then girlfriend, now my wife, Kipitana, she was at Vatiki, I was waiting.
Yes.
And she was at my place. So I remember on Friday we planned to binge watch some series, and boom, she's on period.
Yeah.
And she was having pains and heavy flowing, and she was so embarrassed, and she couldn't even face me, but the person that she's used to,
yeah,
she couldn't face me. Mm-hmm. And never mind that it wasn't her place, but I saw it was the embarrassment of her natural cycle that was occurring at the time.
Yeah.
So, hey, Yangisla, the whole weekend, although I managed to comfort her, yeah, assist her, and see how I could help, because I didn't know it was the first time to encounter it with someone.
Thank you.
And Monday when I was at work, that's when I started checking out about female doctors and gynaecs and all that.
Mm.
And I happened to book an appointment for her at in the Pretoria East at the Belgrad Medical Consortium.
Yeah.
And I knocked off early that day, took her to the doctor, and I spoke to her actually before I even booked the doctor, because I discovered there's male and female gynaecs, and I was like, okay, I don't know who she will be comfortable with.
Yes, and thank you for considering that, because a lot of women are very finicky. I will never see a female gynaec because I think baraf. So thank you for considering that. Like, yeah.
Oh, I see doctors, but there's male and female, yes, around who deal with women,
yes,
and your pain is concerning me. And she said, let's check a male. I'm not comfortable with women.
You see.
I'm like, okay. So we went, yeah, and I sat outside, and I don't know, she decided to want me in. Then I went in, and when the doctor was consulting with her, actually, it was an educational process between us, because he was explaining to her and what it is. And apparently, she also had something that was preventing to be pregnant that was inserted inside her.
Uh-huh.
I forgot what it is.
Yeah.
So there was a consultation about removing it, and if she wants to abstain or use contraceptives or whatever she can use. So
yeah,
she chose to abstain.
So she removed the coil, and then you guys chose to abstain?
Yeah, she removed that, and then we chose to abstain. And then a few months down the line, when her cycle come was better than it was before. Mm. And from the consultation, we were advised also around apps. And there's this app called Cycle Beads that we were advised on. Mm-hmm. And we used it to conceive our kids.
Oh, congratulations.
I use it as well now to just, lately, I really don't even go into it. I just know when it's close to her menstrual cycle. And I know what to do and how to deal with her and how to comfort her. But she no longer has those pains. She gets comfortable. We have kids.
Yeah.
So
one of your kids a girl?
Well, unfortunately, yeah, it was twins, so we're left with a boy. The girl, unfortunately, passed at a very tender age.
Sure.
But, yeah. So,
the beautiful thing is you're going to teach your son how to deal with women, which is more than half the population, you know. And I get very annoyed with men when they don't want us to talk about these kind of things, because we are a majority of the global population, and we're not going to ask permission to talk about certain things, and we're not going to seek validation. So thank you for being one of those men who understands.
Yes, it's very important we discuss as guys as well. I know I do have a conversation here and there with my friends, especially those that I'm very close with, and we happen to discuss something like, yahamba ngeka, and the other one says, no, he hasn't come here, this and that. And I'm like, no, actually, you'll have to be there. She's dealing with that.
Yeah.
We ain't in mind.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is on her natural stuff, so I'm going to chill out na machita.
Exactly.
You are going to chill out with her and attend to that, because umfuna, when she's no longer in periods,
exactly.
Umfuna over periods as well. We do have those conversations, but and I remember recommending this app to someone on Twitter, and the Bluebird app came on me like I'm crazy.
It's okay.
And I'm like,
it's
this
okay.
Woman just asked, what app can she trust that runs cycles that she can trust to use to track her cycles?
Yeah.
And I said, in our house, we use this app. The Bluebird app came to me, and I was like, okay.
That's why I left the Bluebird app, because it's full of angry, insecure black people, a lot of them men. So, you know, forgive them. I want to tell you a story to validate you and your experience and the man that you are. The reason why I have such a close relationship with my father, Kabelo, and I speak about my father all the time, is because of one of the reasons, one of the many, many reasons, but one of the reasons is because of my menstruation. The first time I menstruated, my mother was studying in Grahamstown at Rhodes University, and my father and my sister and I were living in Port Elizabeth. So my mom wasn't there for my first year of my menstrual cycle. The one morning I woke up in the morning and I went to the toilet as usual. As I was sitting down, my father knocked on the toilet door and he said, Unathi, you've started your period. I was very embarrassed and humiliated. And I said, no, I haven't, Dada. How do you know? And he said, and you sleep with me in the bed, because I used to share a bed with my father at the time. And then he said to me, Mdanam, you share a bed with me, you've soiled the sheets. Then I kept quiet out of humiliation, and he said to me, I don't want you to be humiliated, and I don't want you to worry, because Umama Wako is out of town. I'm here for you, and I'm your father.
Yeah.
Then he said, what must I do for you? Do you want me to get you sanitary pads or tampons? And I said, no, Daddy, please can you get me sanitary pads? But then out of irritation and humiliation, I shouted at him, and I said, you're a man, you don't even know what to get me. And my father said, Ndanam, I've watched your mom use Always for her entire life. Is that brand okay for you? And that's the brand I've just bought for my daughter, who hasn't even started yet. But she said, Mama, please can I use the brand that you use? And I said, of course, it's the brand that Tatumkulu bought me, because Mama Kulu uses it, and I've never used a different brand. So thank you for being the man that you are.
Man.
Of course, man, and you are incredible. This is what I wanted to tell to you. You are incredible. You are incredible.
I remember when my now wife, it happened similar. So we're in bed sleeping, and she woke up and went to the bathroom, and I noticed on the sheets, okay.
Yeah.
But then I couldn't confront her, so she waited for me to wake up, like I didn't see anything, and then she went to check everything and went to wash all of a sudden. I'm like, no, I've seen this and this. I know.
Thank you.
And then we started to talk from there.
Thank you. We need more men like you. Don't ever, ever change. And don't ever succumb to the insecurity of men not wanting us to talk about monthly periods. Thank you, Papa.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having this and discussing such an incredible topic. I mean, I believe everyone who is listening would try to have the comfort to know that I don't need my partner only when she's off periods or off a menstrual cycle. I need her all the time and to be by her when this and this happens.
Yeah.
Because you are to happen to have a girl child and with that part of yours. Yeah. What happens when nature decides to take her or you and who is left with you?
Exactly. But thank you for your call, Kabelo.
We're talking about period pains. Good afternoon, Balista. How are you today?
Hello, Fonsta. How are you?
I'm great, my love. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you so much. Let me start by wishing all the women Woman Crush Wednesday. Happy Woman Crush Wednesday to everyone in studio and to the listeners as well.
And to back at you, of course, Moss Bali.
Thank you. On star is Balista from Cape Town. So
Can
I say something?
Yes, we're listening.
I haven't had period pain for like 3 years now.
Yeah.
I found a product that works by the charm.
Tell us
so,
about it.
So I started by using the product and then I'm now a distributor of the product.
Oh, wow.
So
and do you distribute nationwide? Not just in Cape Town?
Nationwide. I deliver and I also Korea. So I felt that I should not keep it a secret that there is actually a solution to all our women problems.
Yes.
So now I started using this product. It's long reach pads and pencil liners. Onsta, I'm telling you now that I haven't had period pains, cravings.
Hey, Sana, I'm not being rude. I don't get the period pains. I don't get the moods. Do you know what gets me? It's like 3 days of craving. And I eat all the chocolate, all the carbs, all the dairy. I eat everything I'm not supposed to eat. Does it also help the cravings? I didn't know there was anything to help the cravings.
It balances your hormones. It normalizes your cycle.
Yes.
So when I initially started using the product, like my cycle was like 5 days. But now it has gone down to like 2 to 3 days.
Oh, wow.
I no longer have a heavy flow.
Yes.
Like, I'm now using long reach pads and pencil liners. They work like a charm. And you know what? I'm actually using to come and deliver packs, each pack for Umbali and UJJ. And, you know, you'll hear testimonies. So can I please leave my number so that if there's anyone who would like to place an order?
If you're fine with that, because your lines are about to go crazy. If you are fine with that, we take no responsibility for any call you get after you give us your number. Are you fine with that, Balista? These are the T's and C's of our relationship on air right now.
Yes, I am. I'm okay with that.
Go ahead, my love.
All right. My number is 073-10-44-555. And my Facebook handle is Balista Mahalefa. I'm known as Ubabes Welongrate.
Ubabes Wani?
Welongrate.
Thank you, my love.
Midday Joy. Joy with Unati.
Rewinding.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.